This morning, members of the Senate Judiciary Committee continued to question Judge John Roberts about his legal and personal views concerning abortion, voting rights, affirmative action, media access, consensus on the court, and the right to die. Senator Sam Brownback began by raising the issue of eminent domain, which has become a contentious issue in many state legislatures. Joining us now from the Hart Senate Office Building is David Savage, Supreme Court reporter for the Los Angeles Times. Welcome and thanks for joining us again.
Hi, Lynn.
Tell us a little bit about that exchange between Senator Brownback and Judge Roberts on the issue of eminent domain.
Well, basically, Judge Roberts just gave the sort of conflicting views on the court's view of it. That is, he's very good at sort of explaining what the two sides in the court said without taking a particular opinion of his own. If you remember, that was a 5-4 decision where the court said the city could decide that it's a matter of public use, that we're going to clear out this whole area and seize people's property to have a renewal program. In this case, it was a hotel and a wharf. It's the kind of thing that happens in a lot of cities. Imagine Baltimore's, inner harbor, where you have to clear out a whole lot of property to renovate the downtown area. And in that sense, the court said, we're going to allow cities to decide what they think is a public use. A lot of people were outraged by that decision because it involved taking somebody's home. And it was hard, on one level, how can you say we're going to take someone's home and give it to a private developer? So it was a very controversial decision. Judge Roberts just talked about it and didn't, take a view one way or the other.
All right. We have some tape from that exchange, and we're going to play a clip of that tape now.
There was a caveat in the Kelo majority. They said they were only deciding this in the context of an urban redevelopment plan. They reserve the question if it's just taking one parcel and giving it to somebody else, not part of a broader plan. That question was still open. And as you said, there's been a lot of reaction to it. I understand some states have even legislated restricting their power.
And we are considering it here in the Congress.
And I think that's a very appropriate approach to consider. In other words, the court was not saying you have to have this power, you have to exercise this power. What the court was saying is there is this power, and then it's up to the legislature to determine whether it wants that to be available, whether it wants it to be available in limited circumstances, or whether it wants to go back to an understanding like as reflected in the dissent, that this is not an appropriate public use. That leaves the ball in the court of the legislature.
Any clues there as to the significance of that answer? Any clues as to how Judge Roberts might rule in the future?
There have been very few clues today.
Right.
And, this has become today where yesterday the senators were asking questions, trying to figure out what Judge Roberts thought. Increasingly today, it was the senators just telling Judge Roberts what they thought.
Uh-huh.
Each of them sort of had a particular pet issue they wanted to talk about. And it did seem as the hearing has gone on today that all the senators have accepted the fact he's going to be confirmed. So they sort of took turns telling him their view on important issues and say, Judge Roberts, when you go over to the Supreme Court, you should keep this in mind. Tom Coburn, who's a physician, talked about delivering babies and that he said, do you know that 41 days into a pregnancy, there's a brain wave can be found? And you ought to know that, Judge Roberts. Pat Leahy talked about innocent people on death row who have been freed. And Roberts at one time had said in the past, that shows the system is working. And Pat Leahy said, it shows, Judge, really not that at all. It shows the system was not working. That in some of these cases, it was a group of Northwestern University college students that went out and found the evidence to show that this guy who was 2 days away from being executed was actually innocent. And so Joe Biden talked about end-of-life issues.
Right. We have some tape of that, which I want to play. But first, I want to remind our listeners that you are listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Let's play that tape now of Senator Biden. He was pushing Judge Roberts for his personal views on the issue of the right to die. Roberts, as usual, amazingly unflappable, and I think you can hear some frustration in this tape. Let's play that now.
Without any knowledge of your understanding of the law, because you will not share it with us, we are rolling the dice with you, Judge. We are going to face decisions, you are, and the American public is going to face decisions about whether or not, as I said, patients or patents can be issued for the creation of human life. We're going to be, you're going to be faced with decisions about whether or not there is a right to refuse extraordinary medical, heroic medical efforts that you don't want as an individual, and you're fully capable mentally of making that decision.
That was Senator Joseph Biden. As you were saying, David Savage, he was sort of trying to push Judge Roberts to reveal something about himself, but not getting very far with that.
No, Roberts said, I'm not going to tell you my own personal feelings because they're really not relevant. The one thing I was surprised that Roberts didn't say was that the Supreme Court had sort of answered Biden's question in the 1990 case involving a woman named Nancy Kruzan. Chief Justice Rehnquist said there is a right to refuse unwanted medical treatment. That is, if you're fully aware and you're near death and you say, I no longer want to be hooked up to this machine, you have a right not to be given unwanted medical treatment. The problem with many of these cases is that the person is comatose and can't speak for himself or herself. The Terri Schiavo case is an example of that. But I thought Roberts could have at least told Biden the Supreme Court's actually said you as an individual have a right to refuse unwanted medical treatment.
One other issue that came up, Senator Kennedy pressed Roberts on his views of the Voting Rights Act, specifically if he believes it's constitutionally suspect. And in the end, it seems Robert admitted that it's not. But how did you read the exchange between Senator Kennedy and Judge Roberts?
Well, I took the same from it, Lynn, is that he sort of grudgingly admitted there really is not a constitutional challenge to this issue. It was a big fight in the early 80s. Congress changed the law. It's really not been an issue that's caused a lot of litigation at the Supreme Court. It's been fairly quiet on that front for the last 20 years. Maybe there's some disputes around the country that I'm unaware of, but it's not sort of a front burner issue. And I think Kennedy just wants to make sure that Roberts is not going to go on the Supreme Court with an agenda to go back and actually overturn some of the important civil rights laws from the past.
Republicans seem to be acting as though this is pretty much a fait accompli, that this is going to be confirmed. Where does that leave the Democrats? What's the position they're in now, and what can they get from these hearings at this point?
They really seem like they have given up the idea of trying to beat Roberts or even rough him up a lot. They seem to, you know, as we were just saying in some of these exchanges, they seem to be saying, this is our last chance to really talk to you, Judge Roberts, and I want you to understand things from my perspective. Dianne Feinstein has talked a lot about the right to abortion. Senator Kennedy has talked a lot about the importance of civil rights and voting rights. And so I think that Democrats have really come around to the view that we know we can't beat this guy, and we're not going to nick him up much because he's not going to answer many specific questions. So let's just talk to him about the issues that we think are important.
All right. Thanks so much for being with us again today, David.
Thank you, Lynn.
David Savage is the Supreme Court reporter for the Los Angeles Times. He joined us from the Hart Senate Office Building. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.